This episode is brought to you by CLA.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, January 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. So you need some extra money, maybe to pay off a debt or make a down payment. You could take on a side job or apply for a loan at the bank. Or you could tap into a resource a little closer to home, mom and dad.
First, make sure they're not going to overextend themselves by giving you money to fund whatever financial goal you have. And that's basically out of consideration for them. Also, you want to have your own financial house in order before you start asking for help.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger about the right way to ask your parents for money after the break.
When it comes to planning for the future, taxes and wealth advisory tend to be viewed as two separate conversations, but some things are just better together. That's why at Clifton Larson Allen, they call it TWELFT. Here's Clayton Bland, Chief Wealth Advisory Officer at CLA.
More often than not, all of the decision-making around the tax relationship are predicated on things that have happened in the past. An investment advisory relationship would be something that's looking at, hey, what are your future goals? How can we allocate capital to help you achieve those goals? So when we talk about 12, tax and wealth together, that's really what we provide at CLA with that combination of both professionals. It provides for the necessary information to make the decision that will have the best impact on you, both from a goal standpoint of my portfolio and also from a tax consequence standpoint of when I file my tax return.
Visit CLAconnect.com for more insights from Clifton Larson Allen. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Thinking about hitting up mom and dad for some money? There's plenty to consider before picking up the phone and making your case. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger joins me. So, Veronica, in the book of Matthew in the Bible, Jesus says, give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. But is it that simple? Money situations like this, could things get a little awkward in a family?
What might work in the Bible might not work for certain family dynamics. It can be super awkward to ask a family member, especially a parent, if you're an adult kid, asking your parent for money. And it can be really awkward if you're asking for some sort of financial gift when you're showing on social media your lavish vacation or your new sports car, and then you turn to your mom and dad and said, you know, I need help with a down payment.
So under what circumstances should someone ask their parents for money?
You first want to make sure your parents can afford it. You know, you can get a loan for so many things in this life, but retirement is one thing you cannot get a loan for. So if your parents run out of money because they're helping you so much, that's ultimately going to probably become your problem down the road because they're going to turn to you for help. So first, make sure they're not going to overextend themselves by giving you money to fund whatever financial goal you have. And that's basically out of consideration for them. Also, you want to have your own financial house in order before you start asking for help.
Who should set the terms here, regardless of whether this is a loan or a gift?
First, ask your parents for a meeting to have a financial discussion. Don't spring this up on them spontaneously or casually, and let your parents take the lead on the timetable and ask them about their expectations or misgivings. The last thing you want to do is ask for money and then find out later the hard way that they have hard feelings about this or there's expectations you weren't aware of. If they give you money towards your child's daycare bill, do they expect to see your child for every single holiday, even though you have another side of the family to contend with? Find out what their feelings are up front. That way, there's no tension later on.
So a lot of negotiations to go on before any money changes hands.
Yes, you really want to have that negotiation, that conversation in a not hostile way. They may be asking you about your finances. They may be asking to see your budget. If you're not comfortable with that, then you might not want to ask them for help. Now, every parent is going to be different on what they expect to see and to know, but be ready for some questions, especially if you're asking people for money. If you were going to the bank, you would be asked questions.
What factors should someone consider that might steer them away from asking their parents for money?
If your parents are having their own financial challenges, if you foresee them having some health issues down the road, you want to make sure that they are covered for that and that they are ready to spend on whatever health needs they're going to have to fund for themselves. In addition, you want to make sure that you're putting the effort into. So again, having that budget, showing the progress you've made to your goal. For example, if you want to get help for a down payment, you want a $15,000 match. Well, your parents might want to see like, oh, that you've actually saved $15,000 or whatever amount so far before you ask for that $15,000 from them.
There's a way to talk to your parents about this, and there's some negotiating, as you said, but could this get a little bit thorny if there are several other children in the family?
Yes, big time. And so many advisors tell me, do not keep this as a secret transaction, because if you keep things secret down the road, siblings will ultimately find out, and that can cause families to fall apart, actually. So if you have siblings, realize that your parents might want to create some sort of written documentation for the gift and update their estate plans accordingly, because they probably have a very clear idea of what they think is fair and what they think is equal. They might also, and you really might not be comfortable with this, they might want to have a conversation with your siblings now about the fact that you're getting a gift, because they want to keep that family harmony down the road and avoid those family secrets and reduce some of that tension after they're gone.
Wow, big family meeting.
Yeah.
What tax rules do parents have to keep in mind who plan to give money to their children?
So tax rules for gifts can be complicated, but unless it's a really big gift, there's really nothing for the giver to worry about. And recipients generally don't owe income taxes on gifts. Now, of course, size makes a difference. An individual can give an unlimited number of gifts, up to $18,000 each for 2024, with no federal gift or estate tax consequences. And, you know, if it's a much larger gift, then the giver is going to have to report larger gifts on a federal gift tax return.
And then after all this, what if the parents say no?
It's their right. It's their money. So if you are denied, you know, you want to accept it and move on. Your parents may have their various reasons. Maybe as simple as they can't afford it, or they want to give you less than what you asked for, or they just don't think you're ready for that sort of gift. It's important to not assume anything. Don't assume that you're entitled to any of their money, even if they are very wealthy, just because you're their kid.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Veronica Dagger. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with WSJ reporter Oyin Adedoyin to discuss how you can trick your brain into making smart money decisions. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by CLA.